735 at 760 WJR. Good Monday morning to you. Boy, there's some stories out there that'll curl your toes, and we stay on top of them because they need some attention. One of them having to do with the way we deal with juveniles that unfortunately break the law and get into the system. And in fact, Marie Osborne is here. Last year, she told you about the ongoing problems at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Center. Conditions were so dire due to staff shortages and inmate overcrowding at the facility. Late last year, the detainees were relocated to a former adult jail in Hamtramck, the William Dickerson Detention Facility. Well, WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne has been speaking to a source that tells her serious problems continue there, putting both juveniles and, frankly, staff in great danger. Good Monday morning to you, Marie. We're all ears.
And good morning, Paul. We thought this story may have been over late last year, but it's not. The state made the move after a series of security issues at the old facility due to overcrowding and understaffing. As we discovered in previous reporting, there was a statewide shortage of beds at secure residential facilities that's preventing these juveniles, a lot of them whose cases have already been adjudicated, from being moved. And county officials say that it is the state that has to act to help alleviate this problem. So this led to juveniles being left in their rooms for days without showers, recreations, or services, which would hopefully have led to rehabilitation. Now there are reports of overcrowding at the new facility, which was supposed to house about 80 juveniles. Last week, they had 152 residents there. This has led to juveniles being doubled up in cells, three being put into an intake room with mattresses on the floor. And photos of these conditions were sent via email by an employee to court officials, as reported by the Free Press and Channel 4. So my source, which is inside the facility, says the problems are deep and pervasive, saying there were fistfights among the juveniles the first week at Dickerson, juveniles damaging a control panel that led to thousands of dollars in repairs. Juveniles continue to jam locks, and one juvenile assaulting a staffer and locking that staffer in a cell. The source says the whole move is a complete debacle due to their, and in their opinion, the county not taking the suggestions of staffers seriously enough, adding that staff are fearful to the security breaches. This person also saying that juveniles should be placed in adult jail under the menace clause, saying they're just too dangerous to be in any type of juvenile facility. Now, in a statement provided by the county on Saturday, the deputy county executive, Assad Turf, said that they were being made aware of what was happening, especially last week, and the administration immediately initiated an internal review that is ongoing, and that when it's completed, they'll take appropriate action. Also, the Wayne County Circuit Chief Judge Patricia Perez Frizard telling the Free Press that she received the employee's letter and has been in touch with county officials. So we've reached out to the court. We did that over the weekend. We hope to, and to the county, and we hope also to get some information further on this.
Man, it's just, you talk about the overcrowding, the understaffing. We had all this money out there. Where's it going?
Exactly. That's a good question. Part of the problem, the bodies are just not there in terms of being able to hire people. Now, I was told that the county did contract with a company to bring in new employees, and they did. My source telling me that some of these new employees didn't pass muster, so some of them left early on. They have gotten more staff, but again, when you're talking about a facility that's only supposed to house 80 people that now has 152, and by the way, we can't forget, these are juveniles who have a lot of problems, a lot of issues. And according to my source, some of those juveniles are really very seriously disturbed and need to be moved on to into other facilities.
Well, we're looking at future adult criminals.
Well, yes, that's what you're looking at.
And that's a problem. We're not no one's even talking about helping or rehabilitating these kids.
Exactly. And that's what they're there as a last hope that maybe they can get the help that they need. Maybe their lives can be turned around. But in this case, where they were not being allowed to get out of their cells, or they're being put two and three in cells, that's not helping their situation to get the kind of rehabilitation that they may need that maybe could spark a turnaround in their lives.
You know, you look at this story that you've been following very closely, and I appreciate that you report to us all of this. Even though we don't like what we're hearing, we need to hear it. And here's the Wayne County Juvenile Detention with issues. Just minutes ago, we were talking about Child Protective Services and the death of Ethan Belcher. I mean, we're talking about money that goes into these services to deal with our youth who are in trouble. And we're failing miserably.
And in the case there of Child Protective Services, what's at issue there is the fact that they basically are allowed to work behind, as we talked about, this cloak of secrecy, and that, you can't FOIA them, Freedom of Information Act. Nobody can. So they are allowed to work. Now, we understand that they need to be protected.
Yeah, well, but the excuse that we're protecting the dignity of these people, these children, when they go through these horrific stories, that's bull.
Well, the other issue that you might want to think about, too, is that in situations of child abuse and neglect, often these are families that are at odds with one another that will, sometimes use this information against each other. So this is an area, we can understand why there needs to be some protection of privacy here so that one group or one party doesn't use information against the other. We get that. There's got to be a way around this where we get to see why the system failed. We need to know why the system failed.
And we need to fix it.
And we need to fix that.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to children.
Absolutely. That's our biggest opportunity to turn someone around isn't after they've committed 47 crimes and they're 53 years old and they're spun back out onto the street. Mm-hmm. Right now, instead of having them be in a situation where they learn to be better criminals, we teach them how not to be criminals. But more to work on that, that's for sure. A couple of quick notes while I have you here. We have a lot of listeners in Ann Arbor, and we thank those listeners for listening in. And they should know that Ann Arbor Restaurant Week has kicked off and is on till Friday. Have you ever taken advantage of like the Birmingham Royal Oak?
We did the Birmingham one a couple of times. We've done the Detroit one. But, I've not done the Ann Arbor one.
I have not.
Good stuff there.
I've not either. But I've tried to do all of the different ones in all the different cities. Because it really is an incredibly wonderful and cost-effective way to test out restaurants that you may not have gone to because they might be generally more expensive than you usually are able to pay or want to pay. But these Restaurant Week deals that they have, and I'm sure they have them for the Ann Arbor restaurants too. You go to AnnArborRestaurantWeek.com for more information. It is a great way to test out a new place without breaking the bank.
Completely agree. And it's not only that, you get a lighter dinner, too. It's not like you're, you do.
No, you're right.
So you can get a little lighter
dinner. I was going to say that's the only downside. But
but on a school night, on a school night, you might want a lighter dinner. Some of us do.
You might want a lighter dinner. Yeah. Well, we should want a lighter dinner.
On a school night.
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you, Marie Osborne, here on the News Talk 760 WJR. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst extraordinaire, coming up with Sean Bellegian and the Detroit Red Wings forward Dylan Larkin. Some good news there and some other stuff coming our way. A little later, Tom Izzo will be here at 8:35. Chad Livengood at 8:19. And we got a lot going on here. So stay with us on WJR.